המידע, מרכז האודיו של אוניברסיטת רייכמן.
מדברים עליה, מדברים עליה.
מדברים עליה, יעל דיפורטו מארחת עולים חדשים שהופכים לישראלים.
And welcome or welcome back to my channel. Not just kidding. I just always wanted to do that. Welcome back to Medabrim Aliyah. Today episode is in English. We already did one for all my international friends. I'm Yael. You should know that. But I'm Yael. I'm the host of Medabrim Aliyah. I made Aliyah 9 years ago from Italy. In each episode, I speak with Olim Chadashim. We already know that. And today, I have a very international Ola Chadasha, very new, very fresh. So the episode is in English. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Mayan Gafni. Gafni, okay. I'm very not good with family names. I always say them wrong. So I just want to check. She's 19 years old from New York and made Aliyah in summer 2023. And she told me something that she likes about Israel is the food. It's very tasty. We love Israeli food. And something she doesn't like is the security situation. So, hi!
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm very happy you're here. Just a little backstory. We met like 2 weeks ago at a friend's birthday. I looked at her and told her, you are coming to my podcast. So, here we are. Okay, I have to say, I always have people from the United States. I always have someone from LA, from New York. I had everyone like coming America, but I didn't do a English. No, I already did an English episode with someone from America, but not from New York. So tell me a little bit. How did you choose to make Aliyah? What brought you here?
So I grew up in New York. I grew up in a small Jewish community. Mm-hmm. It was like 10 square blocks of all Jewish people, all kosher restaurants. I went to Jewish private school. Then I moved to New Jersey for high school. And it was like a little bit of a bigger shtetl, but same idea. And I was in my last year of high school. And in general, in high school, I really liked politics. Mm-hmm. And I really liked learning about politics, government, that sort of thing. And my last year of high school, they added to the course a class to sort of like equip us mm-hmm. with the knowledge about Israel to challenge anti-Semitic narratives on campus and anti-Zionism. And for me, it really rubbed me the wrong way that they felt they had to prepare us just to be who we are. And at the same time, I grew up with an Israeli father mm-hmm. and he always had this long time dream of returning to Israel. He didn't tell me, but he always planned to come after my high school, after I completed high school. So I was looking for where to go to college, and I applied to a couple schools in New York and New Jersey, and that's always like the route I thought I was gonna go. And then at the same time as this class, and I was starting to get like really interested in Israel for the first time, because it wasn't so much like I never thought of moving to Israel. Mm-hmm. And my father said to me, like, Mayan, why don't we make Aliyah? Why don't you study in Israel? You won't have these issues. And I agreed. And I thought it was a great idea. So we came, and then I started IDC immediately.
Okay, so your family is here?
So my dad's here, yeah.
Okay.
So I grew up with my father, and yeah, he's here.
Okay.
So. That's
nice.
Great.
Okay, so you came together, you live with him now?
No, I live in the campus, in the dorms.
Okay. And wait, why did you move to New York in the first place? Like for work?
No, so my father's family came to America when he was 13 years old. Mm. So he spent his whole life here. Okay. He went to law school here. He worked in law and finance, and his whole life was in the States and his kids grew up in the States. So he was waiting. I'm the last child. He was waiting for me to grow up to sort of return back.
Okay. And you went to Jewish school, right? Because you told me like now okay. Just to make it clear, because public school don't do like classes on anti-Semitism. Yes. And
although they should.
Yes, it's very important. When we talked on the phone, you told me that you went to summer camp and did they teach you about Israel there? Like, tell me a little bit about
it. So there were Israelis there, and this was like my first introduction to Israeli culture. Israelis, like my family is Israeli, but they're very like Americanized. Mm-hmm. So I really liked it, and it was very interesting to me. I really liked that I grew up in small Jewish communities where there's really one specific way to be Jewish and to express your Judaism. And I really liked how in Israel there's more of a spectrum, and there's like a lot of different ways to be Jewish here. So that was really interesting to me and like spoke to me.
Okay, and how did the camp work? Like, you did like activities connected like being Jewish or Israel? Like, what's the?
Yeah, so there was just a lot of like the people who worked there, the staff were Israeli, and there was a lot of classes about Israel, and then also at the same time in high school I was doing like a fellowship with YU, Yeshiva University in New York, and APAC, and I went to Washington to lobby on behalf of Israel. I became very
You're very connected to Israel, to being Jewish. And wow, that's very nice. Before I moved here, I didn't know anything about Israel. Like, I'm Jewish and I did all the like the Hanukkah and Kippur and this, but I didn't feel a connection to the place, let's say, like that. Another question that when we were now that you talked, I thought about the Jewish communities. Like, there is more than one Jewish community in New York, because there are a lot of Jews.
There's many.
So there is a lot of neighbors, a lot of like schools, or you all know each other? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so many. So it's kind of like a thing, like Jewish geography, like everybody knows each other. There's the Orthodox, the modern Orthodox, there's lots of different communities. And where I was from, like, everyone was, it was very similar. I was from Kew Garden Hills in Queens, and then when I was in New Jersey, I was in Teaneck. Very different. But same idea.
Okay. Okay. Nice. I love all the... No, because in Rome, for example, the community is very small. Like, there is one community with... I don't know how many people, honestly, but there is one Jewish school. There is a few synagogues, but, you know, there is, like, square with all the Jewish restaurants, and, you know, but it's not a lot of people. Now, New York, it's maybe the second place with the most Jews in the world, I think.
Yeah, there's so many different communities in New York. Actually, I went recently to Texas because my sister moved to Texas.
Oh, nice.
I went for a few months because I was in Israel for a year, and my sister had a baby, and I really wanted to be there. It was her first baby, and he was really cute. So I went there for a few months in the summer. And
there are a lot of Jewish people in Texas?
So, yeah, there are actually. But where my sister is, no. But it was so different than how we grew up, because there was only, like, there was one synagogue. There was, like, two restaurants, like an Israeli family. It was, like, in their home. They started this kosher restaurant so that the people there would have it. And my sister's, like, working at the Chabad. And it's really sweet. It's very homey. There's like 50 families, maybe less even, and it's so different than how we grew up. But I thought it was very sweet, but also challenging, like to only have like one grocery store with the kosher aisle. Like, I'm used to fully kosher grocery stores. I'm used to like the holidays being like the Jewish holidays in my school, at least, or in my community.
And when was the first time you came here?
I came when I was 15 for the first time.
Ah, okay.
So kind of late. And it was an amazing time. Two of my sisters moved to Israel, actually, like after they got married and had their children, they moved here. So this kind of also inspired my father and I to move here. And I came, I did like all the touristy things. I went to the Dead Sea. I went to Tiberia, like, And I loved it. I thought it was amazing. Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. I also came for the first time when I was... I don't remember, actually. Maybe 8, 9, but, you know. It's also different because it's... For me, from Rome, it was a 3 hours flight. For you, it's like a 10 hours flight. It's not something you do like every 3 months.
Yeah.
How do people in America feel about your Israeli name? Because you have an Israeli name.
I do. They just couldn't pronounce it. They didn't know. You know, at Starbucks, I'd be like...
I was
like,
going to ask you about Starbucks.
So actually, I read something that it's Starbucks policy to spell people's name wrong because... incorrectly, because it makes them feel special, and apparently they think that that'll boost sales. You'll have like an association
people take
with
pictures.
Them. Yeah, it's an interesting idea because I always thought like I would always tell them Maya because Maya's easy, simple enough. A lot of people in America name Maya, and they would spell even that wrong. So it would be like Maya, it would be Mayo, it would be
Mayo.
Any single possibility, not Maya, not Maya, you know?
I always go, my name is Y-A-E-L, but yes.
Okay, well, I think the best people.
Okay.
I think that people in Israel are really confident and really genuine and very direct. It's actually like I'm used to more of like an indirect, like very polite culture. So like I'll be with friends and they'll say something and I'll be like shocked. They'll be like looking around like how are you saying this? And they're like, no, we're in Israel. This is normal. And I like that.
Right. I always say this on my podcast, something that I didn't sadly yet take from the Israeli culture. I say sorry a lot.
Me too.
I say like, sorry, I'm late. Even I'm five minutes late. Sorry, I can't come pick you up. People they don't care here. Like, yeah, be 10 minutes late. Like,
yeah.
They don't care. It's like, it's a good way to live life, I think. My mothers always say, like, Israeli people live day to day and they don't care about the tomorrow. So if you can make it tomorrow to, like, to the restaurant, it's okay. We can meet next week. Bezrat Hashem.
I think about that a lot, too. I feel like Israelis really live in the moment. And a lot of times in America, like, things are more structured or we care a lot and think a lot about the future. And I love how Israeli culture is more about, like, focusing on the moment and really enjoying the moment. So I appreciate that about being here. And I want to be like that because I'm like a stressed person a little bit.
Same. You came a few months before the war.
Yeah.
When you made Aliyah, you knew that something like this could happen? Like, nobody knew, but, you know, you know, Israel had a lot of wars and a lot of accidents and sad things in his history. So you always expect maybe the sirens, an attack, something. How did you feel when 7 October happened?
So I did not feel prepared. I don't think anybody did, but I don't think I was fully aware until then of how potentially dangerous it could be to live in Israel. I knew that things have happened in the past and things could happen. But I was even like stronger in my resolve to move here because I felt like I made the right decision, especially in watching like the reactions of different countries and even like the universities in America. Like I talk about this now with my family all the time that I'm so happy I'm not like in a campus in New York City. I wouldn't feel comfortable and that I wouldn't want to support those kinds of institutions. So I was really happy that I decided to be here. I think even more now than ever.
Wow. And you didn't regret it for a second? Because when I talk to Israelis, they always tell me, why are you here? Like, there is the war. Go back to your country.
Oh, I hate this question. I get this all the time. Like, even when I first made Aliyah and even before the war, there was a couple months where I was here and I was meeting Israelis and they were like, New York, why would you move from New York? I'm like, what kind of question is that? You know, I don't like it. But No, I think that it's really special here, and maybe it takes like being in a different country for a while to be able to really fully appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. I love Italy. I'm from Italy. I love it. I love the food, the people. It's my like I grew up there. But when I come back here in Israel, I always feel, I don't know, I feel different. I'm another person. And like I wish all the Israelis that they obviously it's okay to move to another country, yeah? Like I'm not judging, maybe I will do it one day. But there is no place like Israel. Like you feel, I don't know, I want to say safe, even if it's not always true, but you know, my heart is at peace. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a different feeling from being in any other place. Because I feel okay to be Jewish. I feel okay to say my name. Like, yeah, it's a very Israeli name. And, you know, it's important to be, like, to feel you can be who you are.
Yeah. So I that like resonates with me, feeling safe in Israel, even though it might not actually be as safe as like it feels, like especially like being from New York, like even now in the streets of like my community, there were so many protests for Palestine and things that were intimidating and synagogues were closing and shutting down and increasing security. And I think being here also, just knowing that in general, Israel really wants us, and we're not just, like, a number. Like, I feel like in America, a lot of times, like, different populations and peoples can be just statistics, and their story and who they are matters a little bit less than in a country like Israel that really appreciates, like, every person.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's very important for Israel people that make Aliyah. Like they look for people to make Aliyah. There is taglit and all the, you know, experience that people can do to, you know, to move here. On a funnier point, because, you know, let's switch it up. What's the funniest English word that Israeli says? Because I know the Israeli accent in English is very strong. So there is something like funny they say that you say, why do you say it like that?
I think, like, a lot of times, like, what gets me is, like, the way they'll say things. Like, like how they'll structure the sentence.
Okay.
A specific word.
Or maybe something funny that you remember that someone said to you.
I'm going to think about it and get back
okay.
to you.
Okay. Okay. Also, there are a lot of words. Okay, I have to say something here. Okay. I'm going to open up the thing. I think I have a pretty good English. Okay, I think in my mind, because when I speak it, I don't know, I feel, because I know for like people that their first language is English, most of Americans or like people from England or I don't know what, Canadians, they only speak English. And in Europe, it's more like, I don't know, for me, Italian and English, in Spain, Spanish and English. So I know it's okay if I don't speak perfect English because it's not my first language, but it's like in my mind I'm like fluent. Like it's, I don't know. I don't have an accent of.
You're not American?
Not, girl. but when I speak it, it's way more difficult than people think.
It's very difficult. English is a difficult language. I think even more so than Hebrew.
Yes? Okay. Because we always like watch the movies and books. Yeah. For example, I read in English. I really, you know, my reading, I don't know, comprehension? Okay.
Yeah.
It's very good. But when I have to speak... Damn, Kayla.
It's difficult. This is how I feel in Hebrew. I feel like speaking is so difficult, but I can understand most of what people are saying if they don't speak so quickly.
No, actually, Israelis, when they know that you don't speak the language, they try to be nice. Also, in English, they like to speak English. It's my next question is if the fact that you speak English, it's easier for you to live in Israel. Because... I also always think about other people that come from other countries that they don't speak your sentence.
Oh, that's interesting, because I always think of it as like a challenge that I'm not fluent in Hebrew. Like, okay, all the daily things seem to be just like a little bit more difficult without speaking the language. But actually, a couple days ago, I was on the train, and this couple, they were speaking to me, but they clearly like didn't know Hebrew, because they were like, is it? And then they just started speaking in English, and I realized like this must be what I seem like.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, yeah, I can communicate with more people maybe, but also at the same time, like a lot of Israelis, like it's more difficult for them with English. Like you saw when I met you,
yeah,
I was working on my Hebrew, but it helps, and also no.
Mm-hmm. But I have to say, and I want to say to all the people that are listening to the podcast, when we met, I was like, damn, she's brave. Because we were at a birthday party, just Israelis. And for me, I'm an Olah Chadasha, but I speak Hebrew fluently now. And I felt like I was out of place. I didn't know a lot of people. And she came with, like, I was like, wow, I wish I could be like that. Like, you don't speak in English, you don't know people, and you came and you owned the place. You were like, we were speaking to people. That's, wow, girl, good job.
I want to learn. I want to be with Israeli people. It's important. So I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. We can do something. I can speak to you in English, you can speak to me in Hebrew, and we can learn that way.
Let's do it.
Our game.
Okay.
I'm going to explain it for the people at home. I want to have a TV show. I feel like
you should.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you things, random things, really fast. You answer me, America or Israel. Okay. What's better?
Okay. Okay,
we'll see in the end what's the better country. Okay, fashion.
America.
Food.
Israel.
People.
Israel.
Music.
America.
Universities.
Israel.
Reichman University. Security. Like, be
Israel.
Safe. Okay. Parties.
Israel.
Okay, so we stand Israel in this podcast. Okay, so we finished. We had a little very nice chat. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
It was nice to like open up this year with an English episode. People, make Aliyah. It's very important. there's something more you want to say to people. Maybe, you know,
just
what?
Just do it. Like,
just
Nike
do
said.
It. Yeah. Important. Nike. And also, you... very important thing. Because we say Nike.
Yeah.
And in America, you say Nike.
Mm-hmm.
There are others brands that we pronounce wrong. This is the time and place to say it.
I think most of them.
Okay, nice.
But I think it's cute. Like, I love it.
Yes.
I started actually, like, in my sentences, sometimes, like, making mistakes, like Israelis. I just think it's cute. I think it's funny.
You know what? In Italy, we say Sephora. And here, they say Sephora.
Sephora.
Ah, Sephora, you say too? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Italians are wrong here. But you people say fettuccine, and it's fettuccine. So, to every country is on, each own. How do you say it? I don't know. Anywho, people, thank you for listening to Medabrim Aliyah. Emia LD Porto. Thank you to Mayan for coming. Love you all. See you next episode. Ah, ciao!
Kol ha-universita, אודיו-versity.
כל האוניברסיטה, מרכז האודיו של אוניברסיטת רייכמן.